Welcome to Be Strong Minded podcast. I'm Petia Kolibova, a mind, body, and soul transformation guide, meditation teacher, fitness and wellness expert, self-love junkie, and lifestyle entrepreneur. Each week, I will be offering an interview or idea that will support you to build a strong mindset and confidence to leave behind your past suffering, enjoy the present moment, and create the life you deserve. I will take you on a journey of self-discovery by elevating your energy and connecting with your soul while offering simple steps and tools you can use right now to create a healthy and empowered life you love.
Received.
Thank you so much for joining another episode of Be Strong Minded. Today, I have with me such a beautiful and artistic soul. She's not just a businesswoman, but she also uses her art as a part of who she is. Dana Mistretta is a former educator who turned into the international cover model, fitness professional. She's also a visionary who allows her heart and life experiences to guide her in serving humanity during their transformational journeys. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me on. I feel absolutely honored and privileged to be your guest. And thank you so much for such a beautiful introduction.
Absolutely. You know, the first time that I met Dana in person, we are representing the same company. So we are together on the same team. However, when I met her in person, her energy and her smile, it was so contagious. I'm like, I gotta meet this girl later on too. So we set up a Zoom call just the last week just to catch up on live, connect, and that video call was so incredible. It was like we knew each other for years and we were just catching up on our lives. And then I really couldn't get my eyes, not just of her beauty, but also of the beautiful art that she had behind her. For those who are listening, make sure that you will also tune in our YouTube video so you can see the beautiful piece of art that she created that it's right behind her. So beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. And honestly, when we had first connected and we connected through video, it was unintentional that I had my light ring set up and my camera set up right behind the painting. I really wasn't thinking much about it. And I had played around with different spaces in my house because I do some live videos on Facebook. I also do Zoom calls where I'm connecting with our teammates. And so this was a new space for me. And about 2 days ago, I received a very powerful download from God, from the universe. And it was to set my light ring up in front of the painting. And then 2 days later, we're on the call, and the first thing, you know, that Petia had mentioned that she was drawn to was the painting behind me, which intentionally, you know, I guess on a subconscious level, you know, we were drawn to creating that space because what it did was it opened a really great conversation piece for the both of us where, you know, we both were able to speak about art and why we're so passionate about it and our vision surrounding art and artists. And I didn't know, you know, when we first met that we would have that deeper level connection. It was certainly, as Petia mentioned, it is definitely an energetic connection. You know, I remember seeing her with her boyfriend and thinking, wow, she is magnetic. She just had this beautiful feminine essence to her. Her energy was that of joy and lightness. And so it was just really, you know, an exciting moment to be connected with her. And, you know, now we're on this journey together, which has led us to this invitation. And so thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Again.
You know, I feel like it's amazing when we can plan life ahead. I always do my schedule the prior day. I journal in the mornings. I know when is what happening. And also I make sure that I allow a space for flow. Because I feel like it's only when we let things happen, when we know what we want, but we allow things happen. Like, for example, when you had this inspired idea, oh, let me set up my calls and video calls with the piece of me, the piece of art. And I believe that when we truly show up as we are and we take these inspired actions, because you could say to yourself, oh, this is silly. This painting, it's not that amazing. Why I would do that? We so often talk ourselves out of it. But when we truly follow, like you said, the download, then it doesn't matter if you think it's from God, if it's from universe, or if it's just inspired action from you and your higher self, beautiful things happen. It feels like magic almost.
What really sparked for me is when you said a piece of me. And I feel as though there are so many parts of myself that I have kept hidden for so long. It's been a progression to be seen on video, to be seen in photographs. It's been a progression to put the light ring on in a spot where you could truly see me. And when you are creating work, and I'm sure there's artists out there that can resonate with this, it's almost like birthing a baby. You're bringing part of yourself that's internal to the external. And so, yes, you know, at first there was some of those limiting belief conversations as to what if it distracts people? What if people don't like it? You know, that judgment, that fear of being seen and what other people will think when they see you and who you truly are. And I could really look at my artwork. As soon as you said that, I could see the correlation between allowing myself to be seen and allowing my artwork to be seen and my artwork to be shared. Because when I show up to the canvas, it is unbridled freedom and expression. I don't hear any of those negative voices. I don't hear the limiting beliefs. And when I do, it's almost like I get to paint through them. And so much of myself comes out in the creative expression that it becomes something that you're just so passionate about. And a lot of times, you know, we want to take that and just hold it right here, you know? But the true gift is in sharing, and especially when art and colors and the visual experience can bring healing to the masses. And that was a message that I received, I want to say maybe about 3 months ago. I was working on a charity project with my leadership group, and we are renovating this space for children who have been through severe physical and emotional abuse and trauma. And they wanted to create artwork for the space. And I right away, I was like, oh, I could do it. And I went to that place where I'm not sure. It's been a while since I painted. However, because it was serving someone else, I was really able to get into that space and tap into that act of service. And when I showed up to the canvas, what came out was, you know, a beautiful expression. I ended up creating two pieces in a day and a half. And I hadn't painted, this is true, in 12 years. It had been 12 years since I had picked up the paintbrush. And what was living inside of me was this inspired creative action. And I was painting from a new space that I never even knew before. Because when I used to paint, I almost did have some of that leash on. Well, don't go too far. Or what if you know, then put iridescent colors in there. And this piece actually has dirt in it from Sedona. So those of you who are familiar with Sedona know that Sedona has this rich soil and this red rock. It's absolutely gorgeous. It's what Sedona is known for. So when I was there, I just felt, you know, called to take the dirt, and I did leave something behind because I'm big in practicing karma and also respecting the natives. And when you take something from nature, then you leave something of yours behind. So I took the soil, left something of mine from behind, and was inspired to mash the soil into this canvas. And this is what was blooming from it. It's kind of like that old nature, that old spirit combined with this electric energy and vibrant colors of flow and source in the current download.
That's so beautiful. And it's truly powerful, because what I'm hearing, it's once you give yourself permission to truly embrace who you are, everything else in your life will show up for you too, because it's truly us who are restricting ourselves. Because when you think about it, people will come and people will go in your life. You cannot please everyone, and not everybody will like you. However, if we can truly accept who we are, what we really love, the right people will be so drawn to you. I don't want to use myself like the best example. However, because you put this beautiful art behind you, it for me personally, I took it as a sign because I love art. I always did. I love writing poems. I love paintings. I love drawings. And me in the past, well, who am I to be saying I'm painter? Who am I to be sharing my poems? Like, this is really like intimate part of me. I used to be creating when I was suffering, when I was in this darkness, like when I felt that I don't belong, when I was depressed, I would be painting. I would be using that pain to create. And so what I'm hearing from you, it's when you truly allow yourself just to be and bring yourself out through the art, it's so freeing and it's so liberating.
Yes. Yes, definitely. And I resonate with, you know, painting from a space of darkness and a space of depression. When I was 19, 20 years old, I was diagnosed with clinical depression and not really knowing what that meant. But knowing that what I saw for myself was different, you know, the vibrant energy, life, the joy, the teacher, everything that I aspired to be was what I saw myself as. So the fact that my current condition was a mismatch was always very confusing to me because I'm like, well, how do I see myself here? But this is currently where I'm at. And honestly, you know, I went to a space of isolation, and painting is truly painting, writing poetry in the same way, you know, that you're speaking into that is really what helped me to take the steps forward to connect with other people and to work on the internal healing that I needed to progress forward, that I got to have to progress forward. So I certainly resonate with that. And I don't really think it matters whether you're painting from a space of darkness, if you're painting from a space of wanting to communicate more, if you're painting from a space of love and joy, all of it comes across in the paint and all of it is human emotion. And just because someone isn't connecting with it right now in the current time doesn't mean that it doesn't really matter where people see where you're at, where people are at right now. You know, you're meant to resonate with a painting when the timing is right for you. It's the same thing with people. You know, our lives are a string of emotions, and sometimes we're on the upswing and sometimes we're on the downswing. And when we paint from a space of what's real and natural and authentic, it creates connection. So even when we are at our loneliest or darkest times and we see that reflected in a painting, we know that we're not alone. When we're in those happy, joyous moments and we see that reflected in a painting, you then are communicating with that artist what love and joy feels like. And it works the other way as well. You know, if you're in a space of limiting talk, if you're in a space where things just aren't seeming to go right, and then you see this beautiful painting that represents possibility, it shows you what's possible. In the same way with our interactions with people, you know, there's a lot of times where people cross our paths and they don't maybe rub us the right way, or they trigger us. And why, you know, it's like we get to allow those triggers to be the guide. And I invite people, you know, to do the same practice in art. And I was actually an art teacher for several years. And, you know, there would be artwork that students say, that's just not for me. Cool. Well, let's dig into the reason why. Is it the colors? Is it the subject matter? What about it doesn't feel right, you know? And on the flip side, what do you love about it?
I love it. You know? I love it. Looking at the contrast, why it doesn't resonate with me. Because usually when something or someone rubs us the wrong way, it's because it triggers something that we also have. Like, we don't like to admit it, but usually when we can spot it, it's mean that we got it. So it's really great to really pay attention. Why do I love it and why I don't? And I would love to also dig a little bit deeper in the using the art for internal healing. So how art help you with your healing?
Wow. That's a great question. So I actually started painting, as I said. I mean, I had dabbled in the arts before, with journaling and poetry and sketching and drawing, but I really embraced the arts when I was at what I would consider my darkest moment and making steps toward my recovery and towards my healing. So I actually switched my major in college to painting, like having a concentration in painting, because I felt so passionate about it. As soon as I would show up to the canvas, it felt like everything inside me was being healed. That's the only way I could really explain it. It was just so soothing and joyous. And during that time, I created a large body of work. I found myself almost like obsessively painting, I would say. You know, I was the art student who had the keys to the studio, who was in there till 3 a.m. My teacher would see me the next morning and go, "When was the last time you ate? When was the last time you stopped?" But it felt like all of this was living inside of me. And I think what I can truly correlate it to was not having a voice. You know, I felt like my voice had been silenced for a really long time. And everything that was living inside of me, it had to come out. You know, you get to a point, especially where I was at in the darkness of depression, where I remember saying to my mom, "I feel like I'm gonna hurt myself or somebody else." And that's when I knew I was at my lowest, because I didn't want that for myself. I just didn't see a way out. And painting allowed me to free all of that which was within that I felt like I was suffocating in. It was coming up to here and it was gonna come out somehow. And I chose my expressive freedom. I chose peace. I chose joy. I chose to show up and allow myself to be transformed versus taking a step, because it could have gone either way, honestly, versus taking a step into the darkness.
I love that. Thank you so much for sharing it, because I know that still sometimes when we share our darkest moments, it brings us back. You know, it makes us relive it again. So thank you so much for being so open and vulnerable. I really appreciate that. And it's beautiful. It's really true that through the art and the creation itself, we can truly find our voice, because this is who we are. This is our art. It's not someone else's, you know, like you said, it's like really a giving a bird. And so I'm just wondering, now imagine that a stranger comes to you. She has been following your work. She loves your art. And she says, "I wish I would be as talented as you. I don't create because I don't feel that I am good enough, but I really want to feel this freedom and liberation." What would you tell her?
Oh, that is a great, great question. Honestly, one of the biggest things that really helped me to unlock and to have that permission to be more expressive, and that was the practice of journaling. Waking up every single morning early, before, you know, you jump on your phone, before you call your friend, before you go to work, before you do any of the I have to's in life, right? Those things that kind of sometimes carry a heavier weight. The thing that you get to do is show up for yourself. So that would be the first step. And when you're journaling, this is your shot at unbridled freedom. So in other words, whatever naturally coming up, I look at it as like a regurgitation, as a vomit. No judgment of, there is no, I misspelled that word, I'm going to go back and correct it. There is no, that grammar is off. You know, I'm not judging and critiquing myself as I go along. I'm in free flow. And it takes a little bit of time to get to that point, because we start going through and we're like, "Oh, my handwriting doesn't look right. And there should be a period there." And there's a lot of judgments that we show up to the paper with instead of just allowing it to come out. So my encouragement would be to be in the practice of journaling at least 2 to 3 pages every single morning consistently. And once you get through that verbal vomit, the crap that has to come up, so to say, then you start tapping into you. You start tapping into your essence, your goodness, your truth, not everything that's been clouded by society and who you should be. Right? It's all the stuff of who you are that's deep down inside. So once you kind of can vomit all of that other crap out and get into a spot where you're in free flow, non-judging, you know, things are coming up like, I've got to go to the dry cleaners. And I really have a crush on this person. I saw him yesterday at the mall and then again at Starbucks and the kids need to go. Like, there's no judgment. You're just in a space where it's coming up. Like, there's no idea that these two chain of thoughts don't really go together, you know? And then what starts to come out is just so much beauty and truth over time.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much. Because I do journal every single day. So would you say that once you show up for yourself, once you stop being judgmental about what you're doing, then you're in a space of truly being yourself and you can start painting? Do you believe that in that space you can be painting and creating art without judging yourself? Because that's like your really free essence?
Yeah. Yeah. Because the canvas can be intimidating. You're showing up to a blank space.
Yes.
You're showing up to a blank space. And sometimes as artists, we have a clear direction. I see that forest. I want to paint the forest. Like, it's realistic. I'm painting that forest and I'm going to work through it to create that. Sometimes we show up to the canvas and we're in flow. We don't really have a direction. We want a spirit to work through us, that inspired movement to come through us. So there's different ways to create and different spaces to create from. I do feel as though, you know, your best work comes when you're in that non-judgmental zone and you could just go with it. Because even when you're developing something that looks exactly like something else. So in other words, I'm rendering those trees. I could easily go to the judgment space. You know, it's in transformation. It's in process. It's not going. You see women doing these makeup tutorials online and it looks like a big old mess. You know, you've got highlighter here, you've got the face all marked up. And in the end, it's like this masterpiece. You know, they're trusting the process and the work that it takes to get there. And I look at painting with the same approach.
Thank you so much for sharing that. That's really beautiful. And you know, the biggest lesson truly is the trusting the process in life. No matter where you are, no matter what you are doing, you get to trust the process because that's truly the only way how we can feel fulfilled. So
absolutely.
For those who would love to learn more about you and your art, where they can find you the easiest?
That's a great question. Facebook is my biggest connector. It's meaty. I put a lot of content out there in terms of who I am as a mother in the nutritional world and the fitness world. And I honestly haven't really put myself out there as an artist. You know, a part of me, as I said, up until several months ago, the artist in me was a little shut down. And now that's coming back out.
Yeah. Didn't I come to your life in a perfect timing? What a coincidence, right?
It's an absolute coincidence. And the fact that this is what we're speaking into, and it's what's truly, truly in my heart and in my soul.
I'm so excited to be following your journey and see this beauty coming out of you. Not just the beauty that we see on Inside Out, but truly the artist that you are. You are so beautiful. Thank you for sharing your gifts.
Thank you for calling me forth.
You have a beautiful day and we'll make sure to stay connected. And in the show notes, I will share your Facebook for those who want to see your art. I'm going to launch this in a few weeks, so you have time to put it up there. Hint, hint.
Hint, hint. Hint, hint. Yes, absolutely. And this work of art is going to be for sale. And a majority of the proceeds are going to go to an organization called Generate Hope, which is another nonprofit that my leadership program worked with recently, and it's to aid in the recovery of survivors of human trafficking. So I really believe in giving back. You know, not only can my art be used to heal people on a deeper level in terms of people who are, you know, viewing the art, but I can also, you know, use the platform to also service different, you know, organizations.
That's beautiful. I love that. Thank you so much for giving your heart to you. You have a beautiful day and we will talk soon.
Thank you, sister. I love you.
I love you too.
Thank you so much for spending your time with me on the Be Strong Minded podcast. I'm happy we could share this time together to create a space for the new exciting life that is on its way. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and I would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes. Leave us honest thoughts and comments. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would be really appreciated if you can help us on a journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, keep shining your light.